Thank you, young lady, for the reminder. I moved in here in November of 2012 is when I moved in. No, 13, yeah, because I retired at the end of 2012. So it was about 2 years before I got here that it went from assisted living to independent living, and that's when, like I said, the kitchen closed down and everything else. But, yeah, that's the big difference right there. And that's when the companies changed. This used to, I can't remember the name of it before National Church Residences. I think it was called, oh, gosh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It'll probably come to me after I disconnect our conversation. But, a lot's changed just before I got here. And then a lot has changed since COVID. We were shut down for a good 2 years, 2020 through 2022, and some of the stuff is slowly coming back, but it's happening in some people's minds too slow. I'm just thankful I have a roof over my head. Some people aren't even thankful for that because all they do is complain. Do you remember when they talked about this, this, and this? I said, yeah, but we also lost 2 years and a lot of money and a lot of funding because of COVID. Just be thankful you got a roof over your head.